The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
And folks, you're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
If you see someone who's working out, you know that they have consistency. They have delay gratification, like how we expect results haraka. They have grit. They are people who you can even trust. So that's the thing with working out. So basically, for my version of masculinity is just clarity and doing what I want to do without infringing on anybody else's.
Let's talk about that depth where we've seen, obviously, this rise of feminism and women empowerment.
Yeah.
And so for men, we've never really had these communities where we can have a safe space and talk about things that pertain to men. So you'll always see there's a Women's Day, there's a Women's Month, even
March
for Women's Month, but there's nothing like of the sort for men.
For dudes,
Yes, and sometimes we assume since it's men who are probably in these high positions that this cuts across, but this is not necessarily the point where only this 1% of men are high, but the rest of us took it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, how do you talk to me about this building communities for men?
It's your boy Billy, and we're back at it with another episode. I hope you guys are keeping well, keeping safe, and things are going well on your side as they are on mine. And today, my guest in the studio is Blaze from Blaze Talks Podcast. And today, we're talking a lot about masculinity, what it is to really be a man, and just on self improvement and how that probably has helped us in our own personal lives. So,
I can't complain. Maisha tu kusukumana.
Inabidi.
Mi naona maisha kwa Instagram. When I grow up, I want to be like you.
Kwa nini tena?
You see how your life seems like well built out. Like you know what you want. You somewhat seem like you do the things on a daily basis that get you to where you want to be. Like for me, I tell people, like if I see someone doing gym and are consistent with their gym and workout, that is someone you should respect. Because it's not easy. You can imagine, especially now in the raining season, how but for someone to decide, let me just go do this gym thing. And sometimes, like if you do, for me, if I do leg day, I just know the next day, But keep on doing that over and over again, because I remember someone was asking why do people still do the gym and yet
it's
punishing their body, you know?
Like kuna lazima umwe, ukifanya leo lazima kesho utaumwa, ukifanya kesho lazima you'll get hurt, you'll be hurting, you'll be so deep. So I think it's just a life, it's just a lifestyle. And then I'm trying to like make workout content plus the podcast and stuff like that. So I think kama kumbe nini my nini naka aspirational. Me I always think to ni job.
You see, the thing is it's just for you as everyday thing. Like it's nothing. But from watching in, they're just like, how does this guy get to do it every day?
Daily.
Yes. And now
I get you.
Let's backtrack a bit to how fast you came to doing this, right? Like for you, what was the motivation? And again, since we're talking about a lot about masculinity, how has that view of masculinity for you been over the years? So let's talk about first when you're younger and how it's been when you're growing up. You know, maybe you're a simp when you're younger. Yeah. You know?
So
talking about all this.
So I was born in Egerton University.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I was born, and I went to primary and high school there. So I used to like love going to there's a common area where they have a university gym. So I used to like love going there and tuna work out Jutkio High School, mara tunafukuzwa. Like you could like how in high school you are just little kids, skinny, and it looks so aspirational. There's this dude yeah. called Willie. Do you know Vassman? You know Vassman, the master Vassman, you know?
No.
Yeah, there's a brand called Vassman.
Uh-huh.
There's this dude.
The brand.
Brand.
Yes.
There's the dude who introduced Vassman into Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Willie. So Willie was one of the people I used to see what work out huko. And like it was so aspirational because you know guys like grow up to idolize superheroes and things like that. We want to grow big, we want to get muscle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I came to KU after high school. But mm-hmm. then instead of going to the gym, I shifted to swimming. So yeah. from maybe 2011 to maybe 2016, I was just swimming, like yes. Swimming every day, because I was after some time I was in the swimming. So
nice,
you're
just like me.
So I was in KU, the KU swimming team, and so we are practicing every day to swim. So yeah. I've been fit. I've been like doing this fitness thing for a minute. But haikuwa ati something very serious. Like I did not take it. It's something very serious. Just something that I used to love doing.
Yeah.
So naenda to swim or una swim, unaenda out to compete. Una like those things when you are in campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then after campo. So for swimmers, when swimmers take a break, for like. Even 6 months or to a year, they gain so much weight because swimming is very cardio intensive. You don't have a chance to gain any weight. So yeah. ukisha take a break, you gain like up to even 10 to 20 kgs. No?
Yeah.
So I gained a lot of weight between 2017 to 2018-ish. So then nikaanza nikarudi gym.
Mm-hmm.
So nikaanza kuwork out. Then 2019, I was working in Gong Road. So, sinajua venye adult in hukua, like you don't get time to work out, you become complacent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, then COVID happened. Gyms were closed. Yeah, gyms were closed. So, from maybe 2020, December, no, I became really serious with working out full time. So because mm-hmm. I'm working from home, I found a gym that was near my place. So natembea tu naenda gym, narudi, natembea naenda gym. So that's how it has been all along, yeah.
And so like with that as well, for you mm-hmm. With the adulting, because I know a lot of people are also struggling with the adulting, how have you been able to achieve this balance? Because a lot of people always say, especially for men always say, once you start getting, once you get married is when things go downhill, or once you start getting jobs and then they're overworking you is when things are going downhill. And as you said, mm-hmm. you become complacent. So for you, how have you been able now to strike that balance that, again, apart from work, there are things that are very important in your life
that you
need to do? Uh-huh.
So for me, Nile, like you have to set, even like for the people I know who've been working out, you have to set some time apart for that. So let's say you work in, you go to work from maybe 8 to 5, you can set maybe from 6 to maybe 7, or you can work out in the morning. There are people who work out in the morning, there are people who do it jioni. So you have to like know what's important to you and it's important for you so that you can like pursue it. But for me, I've been fortunate that most of my work imekuwa hapa mtaani. So I just work from home, I freelance. I go maybe to a coffee shop near here, then ikifika hiyo around maybe 4 or 5, I go to the gym. So my like flexibility has allowed me to like pursue this on a level that most people cannot pursue. So I've been very fortunate to have like a very flexible hours, very like flexible work. Yeah. So I haven't been like in an office setting for a minute. So I've been just doing freelance stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, even with that, how have you, what are your current goals with even this working out thing? Is your goal definite, or do your goalposts keep shifting? Like, do you have a bulking season, a shredding season, or is just gym a lifestyle that they really don't have to be an end goal to it? It's just something you do the same way we eat every day. For you now, gym is the same thing.
You have to have like goals that then is definite. So maybe 2 to 3 months, 3 months. So maybe for me, sizey, I'm shredding. I want to like cut a few kgs. So I'm to like drop maybe 5 kgs. So that's the immediate goal. But for like the long term, working out and longevity. So you have to like for longevity. Basically, when you don't overwork your body, you don't overlift, you hurt yourself, you don't want to have problems later in life. So for me, it's sort of a lifestyle, and then I'm trying to make like workout content so that like I see where we can go. Like I'm shooting videos, I'm collaborating with dudes, my friends. I'm creating maybe a community. I'm also trying to create maybe a fashion line. Any associated na gym. So that's like the immediate goal for the future.
And what so inspires you to want to create this community of probably healthy men or generally healthy people who want to
Yeah.
do better for themselves?
So I think it's really like just when you hold yourself to like a higher standard. Like working out and like taking care of yourself, you hold yourself to a higher standard. And so this community is also like when you find like-minded people, these communities transcend working out. So for instance, you find work opportunities, the opportunities that people have, but how kama haungekuwa unawajua on that level, you're not exposed to them. So you find like people get communities. You know, like I was talking to someone who had asked me about what communities for men. I'm sure men rarely have communities or have people they can talk to or they can fraternize. No. So these communities are important in that mnaongea like as men, you share your struggles and experience, and then you are striving to a common goal. Working out, you're striving to a common goal, and you see for like you've mentioned health. For healthy men, the society needs healthy men because there's this study that was released Jews, I think, by Harvard University. It was showing that it was MJ dudes, let's say like hypothetical MJ dudes or people who work outside who do heavy work, and office dudes. There's a very disparity in some. You find that these MJ dudes have like 50% more perm count than their counterparts in the offices. And like there's yeah. So there's maybe there's it has a problem in the future where infertility and things like that. So when we encourage the men to like lose some of that weight, take care of yourself better, it'll go a long way, like in like making maybe someone better, making someone's future better.
Yes. And now I love that you bring that point about
Yeah.
is for men. Let's talk about that depth where we've seen obviously this rise of feminism and women empowerment. And so for men, we've never really had these communities where we can have a safe space and talk about things that
Things.
appertain men. So you'll always see there's a Women's Day, there's a Women's Month, even March is a Women's Month, but there's nothing like of the sort for men.
For dudes,
Yes, and sometimes we assume since it's men who are probably in these high positions that this cuts across, but this is not necessarily the point where only this 1% of men are ranked high, but the rest of us do go
Yeah,
down.
exactly. Yeah.
So, how do you talk to me about this building communities for men?
Yeah, so what you're saying is true. Like when maybe people are discussing the advantages that men have, they only focus on the 1%ers, like those people who are who could you like they think they talk about the boys clubs, the Bob Collymore's boy clubs and stuff like that. But for the common dude, the common dude had that advantage. And like I love like referencing some like studies and stuff. So there's this podcast that I like. It's called Art of Manliness. In one of the episodes, they were saying that actually, like, what is killing men who are above maybe 40 is loneliness. Like, after 30, most men don't make friends anymore. Like, they don't have the capability of making any friends. So you find that men have, like, friends when you are like now high school, when you are like now campo. And then you find that, so you see, let's say we were swimming together, me and you. Yeah. Let's say, for instance, we were swimming together. Yeah, it takes a different route, and my career takes a different route, and we never reconnect again. So that's like it's a very very hard situation for men to like make friends. So when you create these communities where there's shared and common interests, it opens up these men, and it also shows these men that there's a community where you can go to. At a see must you pour out your heart. You can like have something that you share with your fellow brothers. So yes, it's very important even for young men, especially young men, maybe even like young boys, young men, because there is this issue of rituals and initiations where with time, initiation, like going from one stage to the other, in a blur, like you don't know, like offer even mentorship. You offer mentorship to these young men. You offer mentorship to like even like this you can see like men are very like men are very helpful with each other. No. So like you like these are an older professional who you look up to, Cindy.
Yeah.
And then you maybe sometimes you don't have a common ground where ati mneza relate, though uanze kumuliza about his life and things like that. But when let's say you start working out with this gentleman, you find that easy conversations in Anza Kuku are very easy to have. Like you can even, these conversations are very easy to have. These conversations become easier. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope I've answered.
And even that example, you just even brought up that aspect. Because one, I think for men and like women, for women, they can easily just sit down and talk about and
power. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
We have to be doing an activity. So if me and Blaze are doing an activity and we're doing the gym together, it will be easier for me to talk to him because we're doing, you know, we can just talk about these things in passing. Let's meet now and talk about
this. So this and
this. And tell you, hey, my boss is crazy, things are tough.
Yeah.
But nothing I do to easy too, you know.
Yeah.
And also, talk to me more about this issue of mentorship, where we've seen that, obviously, the common man as well. We've seen, I don't know if the right word would be masculinity, but we're not having, you've seen this phrase that strong men created what?
Good times.
Good times.
Easy times.
So strong men created good times. Good times created weak men.
Yeah.
Weak men created?
Hard times.
Hard times, right?
Yeah.
And the cycle goes on and on. So you see, I feel like, especially in this society, there's been that lack of mentorship where Kitambo, Buddhas would sit down with their
young children. Boys,
Yes. Even take them for easy mag, hunting, do that good stuff, and just teach them what it is really to be a man. Because I think that the way the media these days wants to portray the man, the man that was, is in a very negative light. And I think that's not the right position, because those are the men that create the good times, right?
Yeah.
So talk to me more about that.
That aspect. So you see what you're saying, like, you see these boys, there'll be a generation of boys who don't have any mentors, who don't have very strong fathers to look up to.
Yeah.
And so the problem with this is that there's a vacuum. So you've said that the men, boys would sit with their fathers, you know, and they talk it out and stuff. So there's a vacuum, must be filled with something.
Yeah.
So what these young men do is that they turn to what's readily available. They turn to the internet. No. they turn to these gurus, these masculinity people, these blogs. No. So, like, if you someone like a man had raised their son to be a leader, or someone to like question ideas that come through any channel, you wouldn't have these people who've been elevated to be like anti masculinity champions and stuff. These boys would have been, they would have questions. They can question someone. Mtu akisema ati, oh, you should not treat a chick good on the first date, una question, because you have that power to question. But nowadays, when someone proclaims or they look like they know what they are saying online, they get a following. No, no. And these young men sometimes, they think what this dude is applies universally to everybody. So no, like, there's so many angry men, there are so many dudes who haven't any social skills. There are people who cannot, like, there are some dudes who can even talk to chick.
Yes.
Face to face. There's this issue of maybe etiquette, there's issue of hygiene. This is tulikuwa tunafunza maybe na our fathers, like even shaving, doing such stuff. So with time, when you're like, the society is moving, there'll be these vacuums, these young men, they are looking for answers. And that's why someone like Jordan Peterson had a very simple idea that make your bed, be someone who you can be proud of. No. And he became like very famous because of those like very simple statements. Like, yes. Make your bed, wake up in the morning, you make your bed first, clean your room, and do things like that. No. So especially for right now, who are going maybe, but you're like, saizi unatoka high school, unenda kampo, like, how pay at a pause? You are literally being thrown into the deep end. So not going to depend. Take these young boys, these young kids, to behave in a certain way. Na hii freedom yote yenye wamepewa. Yeah, like they are not equipped totally to handle anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do we bridge that gap?
So that gap can be bridged by first of all is mentorship. Mentorship is very important. Like, have people who these boys, young boys, look up to, talk to them. Maybe you have an uncle, you have family friends and stuff like that, their fathers. And also there's also communities. There are these communities like boxing, swimming clubs, football clubs. These clubs do they serve a very good, a big role in this, because these coaches become like second fathers to these young men. These coaches ask for excellence from these young men, and these young men now learn how to coexist with other people. They learn how to, if you work hard, you'll attain a certain goal. That's why, someone was saying, it's a boxing coach. He was Mike Tyson's boxing coach. Alikuwa anasema that this is why young boys gravitate towards gangs. Gangs, because these gangsters look very, they are macho, they are the most moneyed people. So these young dudes, he inakuwa very aspirational to these young men. Like, wanaona, they want to be this person one day. If there's a presence of like manly role models in the society, these young men watakuwa see. Even like these dudes are like kuna easy camps. Like there was a time like YMCA had these youth camps, where like dudes just go. Munaenda munafunzwa a few things, nini. Nowadays kids wako tu mtaani. So mentorship, dads being present, being involved in activities, creating like an aspirational color, an aspirational culture for these young men.
Yeah. And now that you bring that up, I think we should actually take it seriously and see if we can even actually work in a project that we actually do this, because we can see that lack of masculine figures
yeah.
in people's in that in yeah. a young man's lives, how it
yeah.
it affects them in life. I have a friend who was telling me how for him personally he can see how not having his father around has affected his interactions both with even other men and even both with even women, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, probably then how to interact with women the right way. He then knows the right etiquette and hygiene, how to, you know, you have to go to YouTube and learn all these things. And that probably is the gap that we need to see how well we can
clarify. Because
I don't think even having the father necessarily, we can have the mentors who are just the fatherly figures, didn't have
necessarily to be the father. Again,
people don't have fathers due to unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah,
And even with that, what is it about these days again? Dads being, we have the dads are available but not present. Where dads these days are being turned into ATM machines, where dads do everything for the cash, but their children don't feel like they're connected to them.
Yeah. So there's this friend of mine. He's called Anthony. So Anthony and another friend of mine called Wandamu. So how Wandamu has a son and a daughter. Anthony has a son. So what Wandamu does with his son is that during COVID times when everybody was not working, Wandamu got two bikes. The son was around 8 years at that time. So the son on a cycle, they go places and stuff like that. For my friend Anthony, the son is pretty young, he's like 2-3 years old. Wanaenda kinyozi pamoja, we go swimming together. So it's just being present. If you are present and if you do things with these kids, kuna a foundation that can you can like this can be one of their happiest moments in time. But these days, because even for I was reading some article by Biko. Biko was saying that one of the most boring things that he does is going to his son's schools, those meetings and stuff. But he has to be there because he loves to see his son maybe doing various activities akiwa shule. So being present is a very kids for these young kids, young people, because they have questions like what I feel your closeness and you're like what I apply sometimes. So it's the duty of maybe us men, maybe men in the society to like mold these kids to like offer like Akiuliza Swali. You talk to them like they are adults, or like you talk to them like they are actual people. You listen to them, empathize with them, and do things with them. So that's how like maybe we can bridge that gap.
Because again, I remember even back in the day, like fathers would give their sons like a toolkit, you know. So a boy would learn. Because for me, I'm not against gender roles, but like traditional gender roles. Because again, obviously, a man has the masculine part to, for example, fix a fence, right? And women probably have that motherly nature to, you know, do the house chores. So I'm always for equity. So in this case, where the father would give the son a toolbox, you see, like a boy would learn to do these things, and there'd be something that they'd be proud of, and then pass it on to their sons, and it is seen. And again, even with that lack of these figures, I saw another science study that even the rise of men, like, for example, watching pornography, because they can't talk to, for example, women, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely that, someone said that when male figures are not present in society, you can clearly see it.
See, you know?
Yeah.
So for instance, what you're talking about, like that or like what any pornography and whatever, that's because of isolation. These kids are not going anywhere. Because kuna kitambo, like because I grew up in the village, in a village somewhere, like the society is going to raise mtoto. Like my teacher knew my parents, and if you did something in school, ungekuwa punished at school, that then they eco escalator to your parents. But nowadays, it's with modernity and other stuff. Nikama kuna the community aspect of things inaenda iki disappear. So unaona like there is no alafu like with time the education system will change at some point where these hands-on skills to young kids, to these boys who maybe want to learn and interact with their fathers, you wanna share a common goal. Yeah. So yeah.
And even with that, again, mm-hmm. I think that if we don't bridge that gap, definitely, they'll still have to learn these things, but probably in the hard way or from different sources that are not the best sources. Yeah. And so, even for, that, no, go ahead.
You had said that. No.
Mm.
You had said that they go to YouTube. And so for like that, there is this Spaces for Men on YouTube. But this information is too much. This information is, there are so many people on the internet offering things for men to maybe actualize them to be the men that they want to be. So unapata, there's so much information and it may tend to confuse someone. Even me, like there are some things on the internet, this from these manosphere spaces, then they are so overwhelming to me because there is too much. Kuna so many people speaking, kuna so many people with conflicting ideas. You don't know where to like look. You don't know what to, ujui nini uta adopt, nini uta drop, unaona?
Yeah.
Ujui utasikiza nani, uache kusikiza nani. And then there is infighting. See, you've been around these masculinity spaces, you know?
Yeah.
They fight a lot. They fight a lot. Like, wanatukalana, wanambiana, you are not a real man, not whatever. So for a person who is looking for information, unapata, it's very hard for them to get positive.
Yes. Yeah. Ah, nice. And then ask me more about even just like you talked about how you're an avid reader and you're always on a journey to improve yourself. And for me, I think that is what for me really masculinity is, right?
Yeah.
Where for you, obviously, if you're bettering yourself, you're bettering the people around you and just creates a little ripple effect. Talk to me about more about this self-improvement journey that you're on.
So for reading, one of the things about reading is that as compared, let's say if you're comparing the information that we are getting right now, like there's the TikTok, there's the Reels and all that stuff.
Yeah.
When you compare to reading is tedious. Reading, you have to read, you have to like engage your brain to create imagination and stuff. So this is information that like your brain has to work for it. And that is very gratifying when it comes to like dopamine hits and stuff like that. And also reading makes you a better writer, it makes you a better speaker. Because if you can speak well, if you can, you can go very far as a man, as a young man. Young men learn how to read and to write and to like communicate their ideas in a succinct manner, you can see that they're very far. And this boosts their confidence even. Like, let's say I'm talking with a girl at maybe a party or something, and she introduces maybe a certain topic, and then I can be able to flow with her. It goes a long way, like for my confidence, because unakauko cultured and all that stuff. You can speak well, you can articulate yourself. So for most men nowadays, niati, we are shy, we cannot speak well, our ears are ziko fully formed, and then we get like our sources of information ziko very zina nika unakuwa spoon fed, like the TikToks, your attention span inaenda chini sana. So for that's for reading. Then for you have to read good books. You have to know which books to read. Books nowadays are very accessible. You can get them on your phones. You can get them in town. Then what reading makes you is appreciate the writing process. No, like in a making unaanza ku appreciate, oh, these people are doing a really good job in writing. And then maybe it enhances your creativity. So for what like most like creators encourage young men is that do not be a consumer peke yake, square of consumer peke yake. Try and produce something. That's like this what you are doing right now with this podcast of yours is that you have like umejump over the fence, the consumer side, umeenda ukakuwa like a creator, as someone who's offering value to other people. No.
Yes.
So that is what books and like good content makes you, like in a challenge something bigger than yourself. Hauko ati mindlessly scrolling, hauko on social media ukipigana or something of the sort. Like it to demand a level better for yourself. And then like books are very hard. Kuna very hard books out here, kuna like these classics. And if a young person is asking how they get maybe a reading list, they can look at someone they admire. Let's say someone admires maybe Obama or someone, look at what he's reading. That reading list will give birth to more books, more articles, more papers that you can start consuming. Yeah. And then there's maybe working out. Working out is one of the best ways where you demand something more of yourself. Like because as we had said earlier in the introduction to the pod, is that you go to the gym, you get you hurt, you unasema, hey, kesho sioni nikiingia, but you wake up in the morning and say, I don't care if I'm sore or something, I'm still going to go to the gym and do today's work. And you create maybe healthy habits. You do like this YouTuber called Bedros, who says that if you see someone who's working out, you know that they have consistency. They have delay gratification. Like I would expect results haraka. They have grit. They have grit. They are people who you can even trust. So mm-hmm. that's like, yeah, that's the thing with working out.
And again, just talk to me a mm-hmm. bit. You also talked about how you've also invested in like the etiquette mm-hmm. aspect and hygiene aspect for men.
Yeah.
So for you, mm-hmm. were you taught that or did you have to learn for yourself? Because again, a lot of men shy away from talking about such topics yet. Those are things all of us go through. All of us need mm-hmm. to do the shaving. All of us need to, but no one really tells mm-hmm. you this is the right way or wrong way. Or
Yeah. I think I came, for me, it was not, I wasn't taught by the way these things, especially the hygiene aspect, what do you call it, all that and grooming and stuff like that. It's like, I think it's things that you pick along the way. There are things that you pick along the way. Like for me, like I have a beard. I have to know what to do with the beard care aspect of that. And you have to make your hair. You have to like, in one of our episodes that I did on my podcast with a friend of mine called JJ, he was saying even like colognes, you don't have to get like anti expensive cologne. You just have to get like something in your Ford roll-ons and things like that. And then that will form a basis where you can go to the next level. And mm-hmm. one of the other things that maybe I encourage young dudes to do is sometimes listen to what they are telling you about hygiene, because they know better than us. Like they know the good product, nini ya kuoshea mguu, nini ya kuoshea, you get. So listen mm-hmm. to the women in your life or ask them basic things that I can use for my hygiene. And they'll be very helpful. Kukuambia, you need two types of soap, you need maybe a wash rag, you need something of the sort. Because like you don't have any unasema, like this is something that most people tunaweza take at ni jokes, Rona. But the cases that I've seen on social media is women complaining about the hygiene of dudes they've seen. It's very alarming. Like it's very it's very hectic. So if you're not sure about what to do, just talk to a lady in your life akwambie what to nini, like after to like 5 things on how to improve that.
Yeah. Ah, nice. And so is it something that, again, you talk about openly with like your friends, like, hey, these are the right things to do?
Yeah, so for the podcast, we've done a few of those. We've done a few of those things. And like one of my pals, Akon Yeni, he's been on a skincare journey. He had a very bad case of acne. So those are things that maybe we address from time to time on the pod. Mm-hmm. But also like there's I have a company, let's say company that deals with beard care. So we are selling beard oil, we are selling shampoos for beard. And also, like, let me plug some of my friends. They are called Texans. These dudes wanakupeanga, like ukibai, there's a package unabai yenye ikona roll-on, ikona dio na roll-on the same, ikona shower gel, ikona a bag where you can put these things, and as some form of soap. So when you order something from them, wanaweza kucurate an experience where you can get these things in a very effective way.
Yes. Yeah. And now that we're talking about that, talk to me about how, again, people associate masculinity with being unhygienic. So is it okay for men to do their whole skincare and, you know, take care of themselves rightly so without that impeding on their masculinity?
Yeah. Your masculinity, like you taking care of yourself first, is very important. You taking care of yourself is very important. Even what you eat, you showering and stuff. And like you being like even passively, like uja nini umeshawa tu poa, umevaa nguo poa, and you're just maybe done the bare minimum. It goes a very long way when it comes to maybe even your confidence with women. Like women tell you that, oh, you smell nice, it goes a very long way to, like, because you see, like us men, we have a problem with maybe access to women, and hygiene is one of the things that will make you stand out from the rest of the people. If you have a skincare, if you have a skincare routine, you don't have to like go all out at you are exfoliating and all that stuff at whatever. You have to get like very basic, like nail cutters, and you get a wash cloth. Like the us men, like our skins and the hormones in our body, they are acting to our best interest, in that your skin unaweza osha tu na maji and you unakaa umekuwa ukifanya skin care for a long time. So most men should not look at because you cut your nails or because you scrub your feet or something, at something that's unmanly. So when you look at men who like attract women, like the men who women are swooning over, like the James Bonds, what's this dude from Creed? Michael B. Jordan. Well, those are very nicely groomed people.
Yeah.
So these are what, like, you don't have to look like him, but you can put in some effort. After, even when our mama is coming to your place, you have nice sheets, you have pillows, you have a toothbrush for her, like some very nice small things that will go a long way.
Umesema hivyo, it just remained unajua.
You have to be a decent, be, and then like you don't have to, like there's a difference between being this a decent man and being a nice man.
Yeah.
Like if you have a house guest at your house, you can like just go a long way, like just be a decent person. You make sure they are comfortable in your house. You give them a towel, you shower, you feed them. No, because for most things, and this is like really, it's very funny. You've been online for a while. You see these cases where chicks are complaining kila time. Mara hakuoga, mara alitolewa 5 a.m., mara ali hakukua fed, mara ali haku nini, ati tap water and weed. You've seen these instances.
Yeah.
So just be a decent man. And the other thing that I encourage dudes, if you have a girlfriend, just try and go into the shower with her. Uone like your life will change. Like you utadhani you've been living in a hole somewhere. Because when women shower, like when you look at that process, when I realize that these people love themselves. Because for me, let's say when I go to the shower, naingia tu kwa maji, naingia kwa shower, nafungulia maji, hiyo maji ya kwanza ndo, najipaka sabuni nao naanza kujiscrub. This show is just go into the shower, anjimwagilia maji kwanza, anachill, then anjipaka sabuni, na akona two types of sabuni, moja siyo ni ya uso, ingine ni ya mwili and stuff. So when you look at this, you can learn how to like even take care of yourself better. Like hata, kuna shower, like usikuwa tu, ati unaingia tu kwa shower, kaume bounce.
Yeah. True. And then again, with that as well, I realized that even for a man, he doesn't ask you what really is masculinity, even as we want to put up. I realized even with masculinity and just being a man, the aura you build around yourself even attracts ladies more than even, because as you said, that sometimes you can't look like Michael B. Jordan or James Bond. But there's a certain aura you can carry yourself with that just oozes, and women just like that. You know, how women say they want a quote-unquote a manly man, a man who knows what he's doing, a man who, as you put it, his hygiene is good, knows how to dress well, is well-read, knows how to, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, sorry. Also, when it comes to what you said about the aura, the dudes should know that women have women smell like five times better. Like they their sense of smell is almost five times better than for us. And when a woman says that they like your scent or they like your smell, it's like something primal showing them that you are a preferred mate. No. Some studies have been done where wanna show a chick will like someone's smell because their DNA is maybe different and they are compatible in that they'll bring offspring that's better to the world. So, ukikuwa ukismell better, unajiongezea tu marks kwa. Kwa scorecard, unajiongezea tu marks.
Because mtu aliniambia, I was smelling really nice today. So, kumbe najiongezea tu marks even asijui.
Yeah, because like alafu, one of the things with smells is that they are one of the most memorable. They trigger memories. They trigger very many memories. If you want to be a memorable man, ukuwe na a very like unique scent. Uyo dem kuna like time atapita tu na mtu kwa street. I feel your scent, and you'll be the person who comes to mind.
Yeah,
like they trigger like. Scents trigger very powerful memory. So.
Yeah. Hey, kumbe. And so really, what is this masculinity to you?
Masculinity is being comfortable in yourself as a man, being comfortable with, being at peace, having clarity, and being that what you are doing is not influenced by someone else. What you are doing is, it's right, like let's say righteous. Patrison Hill says about it, talks about righteousness. Like you're not holy, we are not talking about like you're holy, like you're doing something that at any point, like when you look back many years back, utasema, I would do the same thing. Like it's being at home with who you are. You are saying about the aura, calm, when you are calm, people will gravitate towards you. Like, you will show that. All right? And there's this thing with men who force masculinity, who want to be seen as macho, who want to be seen as very manly. And the funny thing is that you can see these men have some deficiency. Like, overextend your masculinity. Unataka kuonekana you are the man. Kuna venye people will notice you as you are faking it. It's just being at peace with yourself. Be kind, be gentle with the people in your life. Be a good man. In that, there's a distinction between being nice and being a good man. Be a good man to the people in your life. Be reliable. For most dudes, what they know, like people who have like very strong fathers, one of the things with these fathers is that they are reliable. Like, be reliable. Keep good friends. Have very good friends. Have very good friends who maybe they can count on you. Be someone. So Jordan Peterson, I'm gonna say that when you take care of yourself as a man, you remove one less problem from the world. So basically, for my version of masculinity is just clarity and doing what I want to do without infringing on anybody else's.
And I love that aspect of being reliable as well, because even ladies always ask even their fellow ladies, why are you the man who's not making your life better? As a man, when you're reliable, you're, as I said, helping, you're not only helping yourself, but even the poor around you can trust you as a sign figure. I was even talking to a same female friend of mine yesterday, and she was telling me how, for her, for the men she wants to be with, she has to look up to you, you know, because...
Exactly. Like for there's someone who was saying that when she chooses you, like she's just like trusting that you'll be that dude in her life. Like,
yes,
you'll be that an anchor to her. So you have to be like a man who is very reliable, a man who's like who makes moves, basically.
Yes.
And like, there's something gratifying when you see your people are okay. When you see that the people who are in your life, like they can trust you. No. Like, I think that's the essence of masculinity. Yes. Like to protect and all that.
Protect, provide, and I've got another P. So even as we wind up, I want you to talk to me as well, because this is a conversation you can have for hours on end. And guys, we actually seem to be podcast listen to more of such conversations. Even as we wind up, I want to talk to tell me about this being a nice man. Because again, nice men always finish last. It's the tragedy. Like in paper, I always tell my lady friends that in paper, you guys will always describe this nice man. But then there's that nice man who is in your DMs, who will do anything for you, but
for you,
not wanting at all. So talk to me about this tragedy of a nice man.
So nice men, people confuse good men and nice men. So good men are men like who choose just to be good. Like, he wakes up in the morning and chooses like, I'll be a good man today. But they can go the other way. But nice dudes just exist expecting that. Let's say umepeleka out. Nice dudes will expect that I've done something nice for you. You have to like reciprocate it. No. That's the issue with nice people. And also nice people are very agreeable. There's that agreeableness. They are very agreeable and they allow other people to trespass onto them. Like people will be very unreliable in their life, but what our pair chances and chances again. And these nice dudes, we've been programmed to think that if you stick out and be a very nice, you be gentlemanly and all that stuff, you'll win your princess in the end. But that's not the case in real life. That's not the case in real life. Basically, like, chicks don't want a man who's overly nice, a man who's overly agreeable. That's why you see, unasema kuna a man who is in their DM, that can do anything but Hawa Mchagui. It's because they are too nice. They are too agreeable. They don't have anything else to offer apart from being nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope I've answered
you
that.
You have. And it's very important if you feed into that dogma of you want to be that person for this girl, she'll just allow you, laugh at you with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because she knows it needs 50K urgently. You're the one who will send that 50K. But the one she respects, she can't even dare cross those lines. It's just the same thing
with Tumafea
thing where if a girl wants you, she won't even ask you to Tumafea.
Yeah, she'll just come. And then, like, when you go to respect, nice people are not respected by anybody. Like, nice people, the problem with nice people is that they cannot stand up for themselves. So, let's say, for instance, if a chick tells you, Nini, like, if you withdraw from a chick, like, let's say, mulikuwa mnaongea, you text her every day and all that stuff, and alafu uache kumtext out of the blues, she'll start wondering, mbona uliacha kumtext? And then she'll maybe even start pursuing you. Nice dudes wana persist. Ati ukisema hey leo, ukose kujibiwa, unasema hey kesho, hey the other, do you know? Like nice people don't know even like how to read the room. Nice men don't know how to read the room. And then they think that if you do something grand to someone, they will take it with the same heaviness and where ulifanya.
Yeah.
Like una expect that your sacrifices to mean something to these people. And unapata, like, these sacrifices don't mean anything to them. And then the thing is that you become very bitter. You become very bitter with life. You become very bitter with these people when you will go and expect something from none. So that's the whole problem with nice dudes.
Yeah. And I love how you said, if you don't stand for something, you really fall for anything. Like, no one wants someone who's that agreeable. Someone wants someone who... Mutataki, you're the friend who even your boys are sending you to the car for their...
So you have to, like, you have to have, like, your standards and principles. You have to, like, sometimes... Like, for nice dudes, what, like, even, like, psychologists tell nice people is that be disagreeable once in a while. Say no once in a while. Dema kikushow something, maybe amekuzoya at his you beleke mali, just say no. Ameku text, don't stop replying to those texts. Do something else. No. Just say no. Yeah. And you'll be in you'll be in a very better situation. Like ni programming.
Lazima meant stay dangerous, because that's
just stay dangerous, because time and time again, like, you see the type of chicks, the type of men these chicks are going for, and it's not that typical nice dude. It's someone who doesn't care, and someone, and then when you don't care, like, nikama you excite something in a chick when you are. You unaka, like, you are busy, you have your own things going on, you have your life. So ukikuwa too available, even people wanazanga kukutharau. Like, wanadhani your presence means nothing. Your presence means nothing. Yeah.
You don't have to be that person who they know last minute. He'll be here.
Atakuja. Don't be that person. Say no. Afadhali you be alone as you learn your boundaries, as you learn what is important for you.
Yes. And I even love how you've just brought up that being the good man and gentleman, then if you can be that person who's kind, but
you can, you know, but not, but where, how tembelewi, you are not a pushover.
Because sometimes we feel like to be on the other side of not being a nice man is you have to be like, have a deep voice, be big. This is very interesting. And so how do, again, that, and I always tell guys, again, with this thing about even women, it's always a power play. Like, either when nakaliwa, ama when kaliana, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, tagwa hindi kani.
Yeah, tagwa where you want.
Conversation, how do women now plug in into, you know, just supporting the men in their lives? Like, what do men want? In short, that's what I'm asking. What do men want? Because again, sometimes women think they're doing the right things for men, but men, like, they are like, I don't need you to do this, you know.
Yeah,
like how
yeah.
really talk to me, but you don't talk
yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not the support I want. So what do men want?
So basically, what men want is to be listened to. Like, we on a day, we show something, we show today you're not going anywhere. That's what men want. Like, someone who will agree with them on everything. Men don't want to disagree about people. Ataki, ukimsho ati, leo to sikule beans, ala unaanza kuulizwa, oh, kwa nini tusikule dengu, unataka tukule beans kwa nini, you know? Like, they want someone, like for me personally, they want someone who can listen to me, who will add value, who will be peaceful, you know? Let's say like outside here we are dealing with so much kangezi umekimbizwa na police maybe kwa nini kwa maandamano. Then when you go home you just want to chill and maybe you are a woman okay, but so most men hawana that peace at home na hawana that peace outside, wanapigana na bibi home or the girlfriend at home. Even for most dudes they opt to like wanza kukunywa kwa bar instead of going home. All dudes are very simple. They want like you don't be so disagreeable. Be kind to these men. Don't be mean to them, because there's this article I was reading that sometimes chicks have that propensity to be mean, So sometimes if you feel like you want to be mean to your man, he's suppressed for the sake of peace. And then for one thing, what dudes do is they withdraw. Ukianza kupiga kelele, wakikupea advice, because they just withdraw. So they just want respect, peace, and sometimes appreciation from time to time. Also, I was telling someone that very few men are appreciated for what they are doing.
Yes.
Like when I'm you've done Leo, oh, you've done a very good job. Like, utter compliments. Dudes don't get complimented by anybody.
Yeah.
Like, saizi siwezi kumbuka. Like, there's a man haja komplimentiwa imu. Like, dudes remember all these things. Like, remember who complimented.
Yes.
So, it's rather sad, but, yeah.
Me life. And I love how you really brought up a bit of peace, because... Yeah. Again, I've talked to many married men, and for them, that's always the priority. Because you've seen this bit about married men are the most single people, because married men are the most frustrated people. Because for them, they just want peace. But then, a lot of men
peace.
because as you said, men would not even be in the bar till late. Then
till late,
the wife. It's just a very sad state of affairs. And even about the compliments, it's funny how I thought when you go to the gym, you'll get many compliments from women. Gafla binvu, when you're doing asking you.
By the way, like you don't get complimented. Like there's a level in Afrikaanga, women don't care anymore. Another compliment what your fellow dudes. Your fellow dudes know they care about how you look, what you eat, what you whatever.
Your words are coming nicely. What? I think it's quite So I guess I'll let the listeners to trust the Bushan report for us the good. Tell us all the things we've learned about this episode. What are their thoughts on all the things we've talked about? What really is masculinity? Where
Were
they informed about masculinity? And what are some of the things and habits they do that help maybe enhance or probably just make them feel more masculine and probably help the society around them as the man they are? Because you've always seen this joke about as a man. You know that joke for as a man, how you...
Yeah, as a man, you have to do ABCD.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, they should maybe give us feedback. They should also, tell us what are some of the things that their dads have done for them to be the men they are today.
Yes.
Or what they wish their dads had done, or something of the sort.
Yeah.
So now we know which parts are lacking in the society and maybe we can link up then, we discuss those.
We discuss more, because for sure we need to do more of such episodes to continue inspiring the young men, even the old ones, probably still feeling like they're not in the right place in their lives. So guys, have a lovely week ahead, folks, and cheers.